Text numéro 27. Conflicts over water. There is historically more cooperation than conflict over international waters. But given the changes brought on by climate change and growing human demands for water, conflicts will become more common unless shared water resources are managed through science-based water diplomacy. That was one of the main messages from a discussion on conflicts, climate and cooperation led by eminent scientists briefing the United Nations General Assembly in New York in February 2023. There are 300 international water basins, which comprise roughly half the Earth, in addition to 600 transboundary aquifers, which altogether accounted for some 1,800 international water-related conflicts between UN member states over the past 60 years. Nonetheless, two-thirds of what nations do over water is cooperate. There is, in fact, little violence over water problems in the world. But since fresh water becomes increasingly scarce, tensions are on the rise, and the UN will have to address the issue. Indeed, disputes seem to be increasing, mostly because water is emotional, i.e., it is tied to sovereignty, history, power and spiritual life, said Mr. Wolf, Professor of Geography in the College of Earth, Ocean and Atmospheric Sciences at Oregon State University. Talking about these fundamental values helps us to understand, and it allows us to recognise that water is not just an economic resource, but one that touches on all our ways of being, he added. He then recommended a monitoring and early warning system, as well as preventative actions, such as poverty alleviation and improved environmental and water management. One of the ways that countries have managed water issues up to now is through commissions and conventions. There are indeed more than 120 river basin commissions around the world. They provide technical expertise and can help with requests such as assessing needs or developing strategies. Despite lacking funds, these commissions and conventions encourage policymakers, lawyers, diplomats, water agencies, engineers and educators to share ideas and work together to transform the individual practices of each single state in a way that will be forward-looking. Looking forward could mean relating any infrastructure that is to be built to its surrounding ecosystems. For example, the engineers planning to build a dam to produce electricity to help economic development could forget to control the deforestation upstream that could result in rampant soil erosion that would be a major issue to farmers. A new generation of water agreements based on independent scientific evidence has to be created. We need greater involvement of academics in policy making and better communications on water issues. Coming together and creating a platform is a step to move forward to true resilience. Adapted from the 77th session of the UN General Assembly, September 2023.